Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline. We're so happy you are here to share your weekend with us.
Yes, we are. Hi friends, my name is Peter, and happy Saturday. We are always looking forward to reviewing things we learned together from this week.
Today, we'll review this week's lessons, practice some great keywords, and we get to see all those fun features again, too.
So, Pauline, what happened here at the LTE studios this week? Do you remember?
Oh, we had some great shows this week. Yesterday and the day before, we got to watch our friends having fun in the snow. That was a lot of fun to watch.
Right. Our friends also had fun doing some after-Christmas shopping this week. Oh, and of course, Monday was Christmas. We had a great time learning about the Christmas story.
Wow, what a great week! Although, I'm a little sad that Christmas is over, Peter.
Don't be sad, Pauline. We had such a great week, and even though Christmas is over, the holidays aren't over yet. Tomorrow is New Year's Eve.
Oh, I almost forgot about New Year's. Friends, are you doing anything special for New Year's Eve? Will you go to a party or watch fireworks go off at midnight?
Well, we have learned a lot of English this week and this year. I think it's worth celebrating.
I agree. Friends, thanks for sharing this special New Year's weekend with us. We have loved learning with you this year. Now, let's look back at the great things we learned this week.
People love the Christmas holiday. They decorate their homes and have fun giving and receiving gifts. But Christmas really celebrates an event that happened over 2,000 years ago in the Middle East. God sent an angel to a young woman named Mary. The angel told her that she would have a son. The baby would not have a human father. He would be God's son. Many months later, Mary and her husband Joseph traveled to Bethlehem. The town was very crowded. They looked for a place to stay, but could not find one. One innkeeper saw that Mary was going to have a baby. He let Mary and Joseph stay in his stable. There in the stable, Mary's son was born. She named him Jesus. In the fields outside Bethlehem, shepherds were watching their sheep. An angel appeared and told them that Jesus had been born in Bethlehem. Then many angels appeared and sang praise to God. The shepherds were very happy and hurried to Bethlehem to see God's son, Jesus. God wants everyone to know how much he loves them. That is why he sent his son into the world.
Good morning, Tina. What are you looking at?
Hi, Taylor. I'm looking at some after Christmas sale ads.
Are there any good deals?
Yes. Outdoor World is having a big sale on winter vests and jackets.
Really? Let's go to the mall after work. I need a new jacket.
Great. I need one too.
How was your Christmas, James?
It was great. What about yours, Susie?
Mine was great too.
What a colorful scarf. Was it a Christmas present?
Yes. It's from my brother. Say, I like that hat.
Thanks. It's from my dad, but it's not my style.
That's too bad. Maybe you can return it.
The sale at Outdoor World was really terrific. Their jackets were so cheap.
I know.
We each got one for less than $50.
Yes, and I could pay cash. I didn't need to use my credit card.
Every store in the mall is having a sale. Let's check out some other ones.
Sure. Shopping the day after Christmas is always fun.
Thanks for coming to the mall with me, Susie. I don't know it very well yet.
You're welcome, James. Which store did your hat come from?
It came from Trendy Styles.
Do you have a receipt? You can't return something without one.
Yes, I have a gift receipt. Where is the store?
It's over there, across from Fashion House.
It's cold outside, Susie.
I know. And there is so much snow. I love it.
You do? Winter isn't my favorite season.
I love winter. Let's go outside and build a snowman.
Now?
No, we can build one after work.
It's too cold.
No, it's not. Just wear warm clothes.
There is so much snow outside. How often do you play in the snow, Tina?
Not very often, but I love snow.
Let's play outside after work today. The weather isn't too cold.
All right. Can I throw snowballs at you?
Yes, but can you hit me? You can't throw very far.
Then don't run away.
We built a great snowman.
We did. The snow is perfect for building snowman.
Yes, it's wet enough, and there is a lot of it on the ground.
What else do you like to do in the snow, Susie?
I like to go sledding. What do you like to do?
Nothing. I like to stay inside, out of the snow.
You can stop throwing snowballs, Taylor. You can throw just fine.
It's fun to hit you with snowballs.
For you, maybe. I got snow down the back of my neck. It's cold. Brr.
Okay, I'll stop. What are you doing this weekend?
Not much. Why?
Let's go sledding. Sliding down a snowy hill is so much fun.
I agree.
Well, I think it always helps to see those lessons again, doesn't it? Now, it's time to review with us some questions. Pauline, what do people do after Christmas?
Oh, shopping. There are lots of sales the day after Christmas.
Correct. That was an easy question. Our friends Tina and Taylor went after Christmas shopping. What did they buy?
Ooh, they bought some jackets. They were on sale, so they were really cheap.
That's right. Okay, here's another question. What did James get for Christmas?
I don't remember. Did he get a vest?
No. Try again. Remember, it wasn't his style.
Oh, right. He got a hat. But you're right, he didn't like it because it wasn't his style.
Okay, here's another question. Do you remember what Susie got for a gift?
Oh, she got a scarf like mine.
Yes. Can you remember if it was colorful or something like that?
It was colorful. That's right. She's going to keep hers, but James is going to return his hat.
Well, before we move on, let's talk about what James will do with his hat.
Remember, he's going to return it.
Okay. Very good. I was just making sure that you were paying attention.
You weren't paying attention to me. I said that. Oh. Okay, let's talk about our activity article.
Okay, activity article. I'm sorry, I can't remember.
Well, our friends had a lot of fun playing in the snow this week.
Oh, okay. So here's the question. What did Susie and James do outside?
They built a snowman. James usually prefers to stay inside. He doesn't really like the snowy weather, but I think he had fun with Susie.
I do too. What did Tina and Taylor do outside?
Ooh, they had a snowball fight, but Tina isn't very good at throwing, but Taylor can throw just fine. So she hit Tina with a lot of snowballs. Brr.
Yes, that's true. So what else does Taylor want to do in the snow this weekend?
Go shopping?
No, they already went shopping. Besides that, they want to play outside.
I know, but I can't remember. What else are they going to do? Oh, wait, I remember. Taylor wants to go sledding.
That's right. That is very good. Okay, so let's review some key words now from these lessons.
Okay, you act out a key word and I'll guess it.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, Peter. Does your neck hurt?
Yes. No, my neck doesn't hurt, Pauline. But that was one of the key words.
Oh, neck, right. Oh, okay, do another one.
Okay.
Oh, sledding, or to slide.
Yes, one of those. Remember?
Okay,
here's another one.
Oh, snowball.
Yes, that's right. A snowball fight happened this week.
All right, well, that was fun, friends. Now we have to take a short break, but don't worry, we'll be right back.
Welcome back, friends. So, Pauline, we can talk about Christmas one last time, okay, before the season is over.
Okay. On Monday, Christmas Day, we learned the story of Christmas. What is the story of Christmas about, Peter?
Well, it's the story of Jesus being born.
Yes. And who else is in the story?
Well, there's an angel. Oh, and Mary, of course, who has a son named Jesus.
That's right. He is God's son. Oh, and don't forget about the shepherds. They saw angels in the sky when Jesus was born. We sing lots of songs about that moment when we are celebrating Christmas.
Well, now it's time to look at our features. So let's watch them together.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Jack's File. This is Jack. I'm very happy today. It's Christmas time. Christmas is one of my favorite holidays. It's a time to give gifts, enjoy good food and time with friends, and help others. How do you celebrate Christmas?
Christmas is one of the biggest celebrations in the world. It is a holiday in many countries, so people have the day off. Christmas is usually celebrated on December 25th. It celebrates the birth of Jesus Christ, so many people go to church on Christmas or the night before, on Christmas Eve. At Christmas time, people buy gifts for friends and family. They decorate their homes in red and green, and they often have a Christmas tree in the house. On Christmas Day, people share a traditional meal together. In England and a few other countries, the day after Christmas is also a holiday. December 26th is Boxing Day. It is also a holiday, so people do not have to work. No one really knows where the name came from. Some say that Boxing Day was a traditional day off for servants. It was also the day when they received a Christmas box from their master. The Christmas box might have food, clothes, money, or other good things in it. The servants would also go home on Boxing Day to give Christmas boxes to their families. But whatever the reason for it, it makes people think of giving to others. And it makes the Christmas holiday one day longer.
Hey, how do you like my scarf? It was a Christmas present. I like to get gifts, but I like giving gifts even better. I gave my daughter some gifts for Christmas. I gave my wife some gifts too. It's nice to share and make people happy on Christmas. And Merry Christmas, everyone. That's all for today. See you next year on Jack's File.
Makes the world go round. It came to earth when Jesus came down. So celebrate his birth today. The gift of love is here to stay. Love, love, it's in the world today. When God's love in your life, you'll have a better day. You'll have a better day. The gift of love is the greatest gift that anyone can give. It brings us hope and joy and peace, and shows us how to live. Love, love, it's in the world today. When God's love is in your life, you'll have a better day. You'll have a better day.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about winter fun. And here to answer our question is Miss Snow Winter.
Hi, Rob.
Hello, Snow. Thanks for being on the show.
I'm glad I could be here.
Well, Snow, I have a question here from Jeremiah Buske of San Diego, California. Can you help us answer it?
I would love to try.
Great. Jeremiah writes, My friend asked me a question. Jane was born on December 28th, yet her birthday is always during the summer. How is this possible? I can't think of the answer. Can you?
This is a great question. It sounds tricky, but it has a simple answer.
Really? What is the answer?
The answer is Jane was born in the southern hemisphere. She was born south of the equator.
Oh, that's right. So Jane might have been born in a country like Australia or Brazil.
That's right. These countries are south of the equator. For those countries, December is the middle of summer for them.
Oh, so while it is winter here in the northern hemisphere, it is summer in the southern hemisphere.
Exactly. That's why many people in Australia go to the beach on Christmas Day. And that's why Jane can be born in December, but have a birthday in the summer.
I got it. Well, thanks for answering our question, Snow. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Okay, great posing, Super Sentence Man.
Thank you.
Lean back a little bit. All right. Okay.
Like this?
Turn your body towards me.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Head back.
Like this.
Okay. Why don't you take a break, Super Sentence Man?
Oh,
good job.
Good.
Ruan, how is he doing? This magazine cover is really important for us.
Well, the pictures are okay now, but I hope to get something amazing, you know, something stylish.
Okay, Super Sentence Man, let's get back to work.
All right.
Over.
Yes, back to work. Ah, thank you. Yes, good little touch-up. Just tell me what to do.
Okay, remember when we had that great group of visitors at the studio?
Wait a minute. That sounded almost like a super sentence. Ruan, Candy, did you hear that? She almost used today's super sentence. We did a great something. Oh, right, back to work. Yes, Ruan, I totally remember when we did that great event.
Yes.
It was really amazing.
Well, I want you to think of that as you pose, okay?
Right.
Okay, all right. Super Sentence Man, okay.
Super Sentence Man, try putting your arm up.
You mean my other arm?
Yeah, like you're fixing your hair.
Okay. Fixing my hair.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Put your legs together a little bit more, okay? All right, lean back.
Yeah.
Okay, and now put one leg forward.
Ah, okay. You know, we are a great team.
Yes. And we are having a great photo shoot today.
We are having a great photo shoot today. Another super sentence.
Okay, great. I got it. Ugh. Great work, everyone. Oh, fantastic. And Super Sentence Man, your sentences are pretty super. Maybe I'll use them for your magazine cover.
Awesome. Remember, a super sentence every day will... Well, let's say it together for the camera.
A super sentence every day will make your English great.
Man, those features are great. It is a fun way to learn our English, and we can always practice here together.
Yes, we always enjoy answering questions with you, and you can always come back on Saturdays to review our lessons, and you get to watch those conversations again, too.
So, did you have fun with us today?
I had fun. I always like watching those lessons again.
Well, friends, this has been a fun year, and we'll see you next year.
Whoa, next year? You're leaving for a year, Peter? You didn't tell me that. Who's teaching the show with me on Monday?
Pauline, Monday is next year, remember? It's a new Monday, and it will be 2018.
Oh, right. Well, friends, we'll see you next year, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.